At OU, your experience there, at the time football was big and Bud Wilkinson and all that?
Yes, it was. And then Bud went out. I'm trying to remember when it was. I think he ran for Senate in 63, if I'm correct. He quit. But Harris beat him, you remember?
Yes.
So he quit, and they let his assistant come in coach, and he was terrible. I forget his name. No, it didn't work out too well. Anyway, so I went to all the OU games, the Phi Gamma Delta. That was a wonderful experience for me, and I went to ROTC, came out as second lieutenant in the Air Force in May of 1963. They didn't have a slot for me until October of 63, so the last summer at home, I did the things I've always done, chase girls and go around my car and drink with my buddies. I mean, that's just kind of what we did. But in October, I reported to Phoenix, Arizona, to the Air Force Base there, Williams Air Force Base. I went through pilot training there, 6 months in the T-37 and 6 months in the supersonic T-38. Incredible experience. The T-37 was a two-engine training, but I flew that very well. I mean, it was almost like flying a bonanza or something. The 38 was a different animal. They could hit 40,000 feet in 2 minutes with the afterburner. They'd go Mach 1.3.
This, we should say, 63 was while Vietnam was on.
Vietnam was just getting started. The first American was killed December 22nd, 1962. And it was just starting. So after 64, we were supplying guns and equipment, and we weren't supposed to be fighting, but we were. They kept briefing us there at Williams as to what's going on. I said, I wonder if this is going to be a full-blown war. So at the end of 1 year, I wanted to be a fighter pilot because that's my dream. I mean, that's the ultimate. A fighter pilot in the Air Force was everything. Air Training Command, which I've gone through as a pilot, controlled where you went. And they said, we're not going to let you do that. You're so good. We're going to keep you in Air Training Command. I had no control of it. They were putting a new base in at Del Rio, Texas. So at the end of 1 year, in December of 64, when I got my wings, I was then assigned to Del Rio, Texas, which is on the border, to be a T-38 flight instructor. And that was really a big deal because very seldom to take a brand new guy like me and put him in a T-38.
And you would have been how old?
23.
So you were the youngest, or of the youngest, to be a flight instructor there.
Yeah, they only picked so many. I got that, and I really wanted to go fly a F-105 or a Phantom IV supersonic fighter just because I grew up that way. That was 1 year of that, then 4 years commitment thereafter. We did acrobatics. We did instrument flying, cross-country flying. We also did just basic formation flying, all sorts of different type of flying, and it was just wonderful to do. And then during April of 65, they started the war. Bang, next thing we knew, they wanted more fighter pilots. I was frozen where I was. They said, you can't go. We need you here. I wanted to go fight. So they said, all right, we're going to really start training combat maneuvers. And they only chose about four or five of us out of the entire squadron and said, you guys are so good. We're going to have you teach military combat maneuvers and stuff. We would take the best students, train them up. Or we called it rat racing, going flying around, chasing each other, and trying to escape an evasion. So he gets on my tail, and I get on his tail. There were no guns or bullets, but if you get behind a guy, then you won. So I did that the last 2 years of my career there. But on the weekends, they were afraid that pilots like me weren't getting enough stick time, that the students were doing all the flying. So they said, if you want to, you can take a T-38 on Friday, and you bring it back on Sunday. Go any place you went to in the United States. But most guys, they just would maybe do one. I said, this is a dream come true for me. So except for Christmas, when I'd go home, I'd check out a plane, that T-38, every weekend, and I went and explored America. I don't know if you remember the 60s, but unbelievable. America was coming alive. It was a different culture. The kids were different. And you remember all the stuff was happening in the 60s. So I'd fly into an Air Force base, go to an officer's club, meet people and talk to people, and I went everywhere, and it was quite an experience for me.
Were you by yourself when you did that?
I would usually take a buddy of mine, if I could find one. Sometimes I'd go by myself, but most of the time I'd find another friend that wanted to go, and so we'd do that.
Name some places.
Golly. I went to Jackson Naval Air Station down there, which was wonderful. New Orleans, two fighter bases out in California. Naval bases, had a naval base there in San Diego. Chicago, we'd fly into there, fly into Denver. They had a National Guard base there. We'd fly into that. Down to Miami, obviously. One of my favorite places was down in the panhandle there, Elgin Air Force Base, where they planned the attack on Tokyo in April of 42. We loved going down that panhandle. It was so nice down there, and Destin and so on.
That's, what an experience.
Oh, I went to Vegas 27 times.
Wow.
When it was really coming up and things were going on there.
You're 23, 24, 5?
23, 24, 25, 26. Let's say I got out in 68, so I was 27 when I got out. I grew up fast.
Yeah.
But I started when I was 14.
Your father must have been proud of the fact that you were a good pilot and you really took to this naturally.
Oh, yeah, extremely, yeah.
So you ended up doing a whole lot more flying than he ever did.
Oh, yes. I now have about 28,000 hours of flying. He probably stopped when he was maybe 4,000 or 5,000, I guess. I don't know.